The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Lots of texts. People loving the Ruby Meister. Love to Ruby, unafraid and living an authentic life, says one texter. Her wisdom is a gift to the rest of us. She's hardcore authentic, isn't she? It's not often you feel, maybe it's the day that's in it and the fact that I didn't really sleep last night, but I kind of feel quite emotionally raw there after Ruby Wax. So I'm going to settle myself now with something more down to earth. So remember we had Vera Keohane on from Kinsale a few weeks ago, and she was telling us about how to declutter your house, right? So don't get rid of any of your old junk yet though, right? Because Ian Dowling joins me now, and he's an Irish picker, which I think is a buyer and seller of antiques and oddities and memorabilia and that. And he says that some of that old crap you have around your house could be valuable, could be worth a few quid. Good afternoon, Ian.
Hey Brendan, how are you doing? Thanks for having me in.
Not at all. Thanks for coming in. Irish people do have a lot of crap around the house, don't they? We do seem to like to hoard and hold on to stuff. Is that your experience?
I think so. Yeah. I think we're kind of sentimental and we don't like to throw things out. So for that reason, there's usually in most households a good bit of stuff knocking around.
Yeah. Okay. So look, we'll go through some of the common things that people might have in the house and they might not think they're worth anything. And look, I think only the odd thing's going to be worth a fortune, but there could be a few quid in some various stuff. So if we start with, like, there's a lot of old tash from various periods that people might have around. Italian 90 memorabilia is actually quite popular and in demand, is it?
Yeah, I mean, Italian 90, anything Italian 90 that I come across, I like to try and snap it up because I think every Irish person has a growl for that time.
Yeah.
And even if they weren't alive, you know, so I think that stuff is really collectible and sells well. And I think a lot of households have that stuff. But, you know, there's just a mixed bag. I mean, there's a long list of things that people would have in their attics maybe that they could.
So there's a nostalgia thing. Like, you know, we think of antiques as really old stuff from grandma's house or whatever. But there's a kind of a nostalgia buzz about stuff from recent years that it now people feel is part of the texture of life, maybe from when they were growing up or whatever else. Yeah,
exactly.
Like vintage toys, for example.
Yeah, vintage toys. I mean, anything like from Nintendos and Segas and game consoles like that. To matchbox cars and Hot Wheels and G.I. Joes
and all that stuff.
So obviously if it's boxed and in condition, you know, they command a higher value. But even stuff that, you know, has been used does have a value. It really kind of, like you said there about nostalgia, like if it's a, you know, that kind of flashback to people's childhood. Anything that does that has a value.
And is there an element as well, say with the games consoles, of like middle-aged men who were like, I couldn't have that when I was a kid.
Definitely. Yeah, like lads in their 40s now like want to, you know, a Super Nintendo and things like that, you know. So Sega, Atari, PlayStation, and if you have an early Apple computer in your attic.
Really,
yeah? Yeah, that could be worth a few bob. They're worth...
Okay, does it need to be usable or is it...
It's like any condition and rarity and age, they're all the kind of key factors that you need to look out for with everything, really.
When you look back on the Apples, though, they are kind of a design classic of their time, the various incarnations of it, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
Now, look, there's houses all over the country full of vinyl. I know my own mother is screaming at the radio now because she's been bothering us for the last 30 years, when can she get rid of all the vinyl back in our gaff? Is there value in old vinyl records, or how do people know which ones there might be a few quid in or whatever?
I mean, your vinyl can be worth anything from a euro to thousands. And I mean, that all kind of comes down to rarity and condition. If a record was withdrawn, that commands a higher value. But yeah, I mean, you're talking anything from a euro up to the thousands. How you value it, eBay is a great place to go on and have a look. So if you have a record you're not sure about, go on to eBay and you'll get a good kind of gauge.
And would people be looking at trying to sell them to guys like you, or setting themselves up on eBay, or what's the best thing to do?
Well, I mean, you could set yourself up on eBay, but you know, there's lots of record dealers out there and collectors and stuff. So there's, for every type of item that people can find, there's a niche and a market for it, and collectors and dealers that would specialise in that kind of stuff. So vinyl is a perfect example of that.
Yeah. And listen, so vintage clothes, I was highly offended to discover that the 90s is now vintage, and the kids now are looking for kind of old, those old garish 90s kind of Ralph Lauren and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that old shell tracksuit that you had back in the 90s could be worth a few bob now, do you know, because you'll see kids going around now wearing all that stuff. So you're like your Umbro tracky tops and Adidas, obviously, is always kind of collectible. So, yeah, anything 90s is now coming back around again. And, you know, like popular trends, they come and go and they usually come back around. And that applies again to all sorts of stuff. But with clothes, it's particularly true. Okay. And then 60s and 70s stuff, if it's stylish, massive demand for that.
OK. And again, go to like a good vintage shop with that, like rather than a charity shop kind of thing.
If you want to sell it, then go to a dealer or try and reach out to a collector. And if you want to do a good deed, you can give it to a charity shop and hopefully they get the maximum value out of it, you know?
Clocks and lights and all those kind of things, that sometimes they're things that hang around, like houses can get changed and new furniture and everything, but there can be old clocks and old lighting fittings and all that kind of stuff, and that's very in demand as well.
I mean, antique clocks with trademarks, I mean, you should look out for. And we all know the Del Boy episode where he found that stopwatch and I know that's a comedy series
all the time,
It does ring true that, you know, something small, a small item can have a great value, and it could be up in your attic or out in your garage. And you know, so when it comes to clocks, look out for kind of trademarks with antique clocks and ceramics and kind of lamps and light fittings, all that stuff. Like if you've got art deco or even again 50s, 60s, mid-century light fittings and lamps, all very kind of collectible at the minute.
So the mid-century modern is kind of where it's at with antiques now, is it? Just explain to people what that kind of look is or whatever.
You're talking 50s, 60s, 70s. That's sort of kind of a resurgence now for and a demand for all that kind of stuff. All that kind of brown furniture isn't as in vogue as it used to be, so it doesn't really command the kind of prices that it used to in auctions and from dealers and stuff.
It can be very big for people's houses.
Definitely.
So it's now what were regarded as tasteless 70s kind of G-Plan, was that one?
G-Plan, all that stuff. I mean, look, it sells really
well.
All
the hipsters want that now.
Definitely. I mean, look, and even when you go back to lamps and light fittings, I mean, there's a vibe and an ambiance that comes from these things. So you just pop one, you know, a light fitting on or turn on a lamp in a room, and it actually, with the 50s, 60s, 70s stuff, it can create a fantastic ambience. Like I love orange lamps, you know, like 50s, 60s, mid-century and 70s as well. A lot of orange around the 70s. So those lamps, you know.
So it's that 70s kind of brownie kind of vibe.
Yeah, brown, orange, they were the kind of colours in the 70s. Yeah. And like, any lamps and stuff like that, they really do. I mean, they're great for they really do kind of create an atmosphere. You know?
Yeah, okay. Coins and like not necessarily ancient ones. It says here a 1985 Irish 20p coin is worth what?
Oh yeah. So a coin from 1985, a 20p coin is you're talking anything from 2,500 to 4,000.
Oh, how come?
There was a very small quantity issued. They were kind of for really just to test out kind of vending machines and things like that. So there's a small quantity issued in 1985. And for that reason, I think there's only about 50 of them out there. So if you have they're hard to find. I mean, but it's still worth taking a look if you have.
But there's
a
jars of coins everywhere.
Well,
sure,
this
might
is
be
it,
a bit
like,
of crack
so,
to go
yeah,
through it. And
definitely.
A couple of texts here. I don't know if you can answer these on the spot. I have a collection of Action Man dolls. This is from Anne. Are they worth anything?
eBay is probably the easiest kind of point of reference for that type of stuff. So if you go onto eBay, you can have a look at G.I. Joes and things like that, Action Man, all that kind of stuff. Definitely. There's a value attached to it. If it's boxed in good condition and the rarity, these are the kind of key things. Yeah. And age, they're the
and
key things.
Presumably Eagle Eyes. Remember the Eagle Eyes? You're too young. Oh, God. There was Action Man Eagle Eyes, had a little lever on the back. Right?
Oh, right.
And
the eyes
moved either way.
I remember that. Anything like that.
Okay. All right. Listen, there's loads more we could do there, but which we'll talk again. Ian, you had a show on Sky, Irish Pickers. Is that coming back?
Yeah. So Irish Pickers. So we couldn't do anything last summer because of the COVID, but hopefully now this summer. So it's myself and my mate, there's a few of us, and we go around the country looking for antiques and collectibles. And it's just it kind of showcases our Irish history and culture and the scenery and the people of Ireland, kind of.
Excellent.
It's hopefully it's It's on Now TV until 2030. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Aer Lingus flights and on Sky Go.
Okay, cool. And you're at Irish Picker on Instagram, Ian Dowling. Thanks very much for that. And we'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.